This is an executive summary of all cash slash debt free versus leveraged ESDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the most important choices in selecting a Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, for a 1031 exchange is whether the DST is debt free or leveraged, and the right answer depends largely on the debt you carried on the property you sold. A debt free, all cash, DST owns its real estate with no mortgage, so it carries no refinancing or interest rate risk and has a lower risk profile, but it doesn't replace any relinquished property debt and may offer more modest returns. A leveraged DST carries non-recourse mortgage debt, which lets it replace the debt from your relinquished property, essential to fully defer your tax if you had a mortgage, and that leverage can amplify both returns and risk, while adding refinancing and interest rate risk. The 1031 rules generally require you to replace both the value and the debt of the property you sold to fully defer your gain, so matching your relinquished property debt is the crux of the decision. As DSTs, both types hold 1031 eligible like-kind real property under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86. This guide explains what debt-free DSTs are, when you need leverage, how to match relinquished property debt, the risk and return differences, and how to choose. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.